Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by TableThink with Joshua and Carrie. So this is going to be a lot of fun. If you have been listening to the podcast, we have been saying that this is coming up, that we're going to kind of spend a week talking about Easter. And if maybe you're new, we want to welcome you. And this is just going to be a lot of fun.
It really is. We're taking that little phrase, the hour has come, really from the book that John wrote of the gospel, the good news. And he wrote in there in chapter 13, verse 1, he comes to this place and it really does this incredible segue that all these things have been happening and Jesus had been doing the ministry and was on assignment. And then the hour had come for him and all that he had been assigned to was coming to a head. And he had 1 week that all these things would happen and change humanity forever.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
That's incredible. That's my only word. Wow.
It really is, because when you think about it, it was a shift for everybody, that this relationship with God was going to change because of Christ.
Right.
So, you know, when we start doing that, when we start thinking about that his hour had come, we also have to think that the hour has come for humanity too. That it's kind of that both sides. Everything has two sides to the story, two sides to the phrase. And, you know, do you have any good things that happen to you, or I guess I should say hard things too, on Easter? Is there something that you can remember for Easter week that really stands out for you?
Well, I mean, I think there are lots of things. There was one time that I got to stick my hand through the blinds and feel the Easter bunny, so I would be proven wrong to know that he is real.
Oh, well, and there you go.
That was a pretty phenomenal moment in my young life. I think the other thing that I always think about, this is kind of, you know, for me, when I think about Easter, what was really fun is my church did this big Easter play.
Oh, okay.
And we would do it, I don't even know, it seemed like we did it a lot, like for several nights in a row, and it was on, we did recordings, put it on TV.
Oh.
And this was really fun. There were this kind of like the lights would go off, this song would play, like this like 6 minute huge orchestral song. Uh-huh. And then as soon as that song ended, it was my job to bust through the back doors with a spotlight on me, and I would yell in my pre-puberty voice that Jesus was coming on a donkey. I'd be like, he's coming, Jesus is coming on a donkey. And I would say, I saw him, you know. And so this guy would be like, whoa, hold down, you I don't remember what he called me, some like just crazy kid. And then I would say that. And then all of a sudden, everyone would kick in and start getting palm branches and singing his song, Hosanna to the King. Yeah, so that's what I think about at Easter, because yeah. That was really fun.
Yeah, it was kind of your defining moment. Here you are again.
That's right. Yeah, here I am once again doing these shenanigans, and just like today, doing a little bit of being on the show and helping to produce it. Even in that day, after I did that, I would run out a back door, come back, and help in the sound booth. So
isn't that funny? Yeah. That's here you are. Well, and so you are here for Palm Sunday. And,
right.
You know, that is something that we just need to stop and think about.
Yeah.
What happened? It's really prophecy. And I'm going to read the scripture today, kind of turn the tables on you. And John 12 says, and I'm using the Voice translation, it says, the news that Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem swept through the city, and a large crowd of Passover visitors took palm branches and went down the road to meet him. And they shouted, praise God, blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hail to the King of Israel. I just want you to think for a moment. Have you ever seen a parade of one?
That sounds interesting.
It
yeah.
does, yeah. Don't. So you just think about that on a donkey.
Right. Yeah.
And yes, it was prophecy that had been spoken over this moment for this hour that had begun in Christ's life. And here Christ comes, and in that moment, all of humanity, they're for Jesus.
Right. Yeah. It's a very exciting moment. Yeah. I mean, I imagine the anticipation would just be so high. Here's what we've been looking forward to.
And you can imagine the crowd is going crazy.
Yeah.
But there's just one person. It typically, when, you know, I've ever been at a parade, it's filled and it goes on and on forever.
Right.
And can you imagine the people just running alongside of Jesus, and more people are coming, and they're just so ecstatic. And here's why I think happened, because in the midst of it all, they knew that Christ was God in the flesh.
Wow.
You know, and have you ever had that moment or been with someone when all of a sudden they recognize that God is present.
Yeah, and it's a very huge moment to truly realize that.
Right. And that's really the celebration of Palm Sunday, that here they all are, they're standing and waiting and maybe even running alongside of this man on a donkey. And that the difference was the atmosphere, that they were understanding that God in the flesh had come. And one of the things that I just want to end this moment with is talking about one of my favorite people that I got to meet, and his name was Bill. And at the end of his life, he had had a huge struggle with an illness. Things were so difficult in his life from the outside looking in, but he was such an amazing man of God. And he believed so strongly that God was with him and that God was present even in that moment. And just 10 minutes before he actually died, he was singing, "It Is Well With My Soul."
Wow.
And his wife was standing by me and his daughter, and he looked at them and he said, "God is present." And that's what happens, that in that moment, that parade, it was well. And so I think that's what sometimes that we miss in this whole thing about that the hour had come. It was Palm Sunday. There was this new movement of God as things were going to get to the cross. So today I just think that we need to take time and give space to what we call Holy Week, is really what Easter is all about.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.